From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. International stock markets saw more turmoil today as investors worried about U.S. growth and European debt. The leaders of France, Germany, and Spain called each other from their vacation homes to discuss the growing crisis in the eurozone. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the debt crisis is now spreading to some of Europe's major economies, and that has stirred criticism that their leaders are doing too little, too slowly.
On July 21st, countries which use the euro agreed to new aid for debt-ravaged Greece and to give the bloc's temporary rescue fund expanded powers, including greater flexibility to intervene in bond markets. Today, European Economics Commissioner Olli Rehn conceded investors have not been satisfied by the latest attempt to tackle Europe's sovereign debt crisis.
We have had difficulties in communicating the agreement to the markets and to the citizens. There were expectations in financial markets that all elements could be implemented straight away. While these expectations were clearly unrealistic, markets have nevertheless been disappointed.
But many economists, investors, and analysts say the eurozone's troubles go far deeper than a problem communicating with the markets. Carol Lano is CEO of the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels. He thinks to stabilize the market, the European Central Bank, or ECB, should greatly expand its purchase of bonds of indebted countries, which could reassure markets. The ECB yesterday bought some Portuguese and Irish bonds, but has signaled its reluctance to expand that practice. Lano says that's a mistake.
The risk is that with a narrow interpretation of the mandate of the ECB, we risk not seeing the true problems in the market and we risk an unraveling of the monetary union or of the eurozone.
Lano says while the markets may be overreacting, a continued lack of decisive leadership by the ECB and eurozone heads of state may quickly become too costly for Europe.
What we see now in Spain and Italy is probably a liquidity problem of the state, which may rapidly become, like we've seen it clearly in Greece and Ireland and Portugal, a solvency problem. I mean, there is a panic in the markets, which at some stage a public authority must stop.
Officials in Brussels have floated the idea of creating a common European bond, which would, in theory, help the economically weaker eurozone countries weather the continued market pressures while they try to get into fiscal shape. Peter van den Hoed, a senior economist at ING, says the only nation that could foster leadership on that issue is Germany, Europe's largest economy.
The only trouble is that the Germans are very much against this, and so we will need Angela Merkel taking a decision on that in the coming months, but still it will be a very difficult process. It can take yet another year before this is decided. And so in the meantime, we need some action. And therefore, I think that the ECB should probably do something that the Fed has been doing, which is coming with a lot of money in the market to deter speculation.
But the ECB and eurozone leaders do not as yet seem prepared to go down that path. European Economics Minister Rehn today hinted that the rescue fund might need to be expanded yet again, but he declined to offer details, a timeline, or information on what the lending capacity of any expanded rescue fund should be. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.